Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. There's just a week to go before the election. Today, Barack Obama gave what his campaign called his closing argument. Speaking in Ohio, Obama said it's time to turn the page from the policies of President Bush. John McCain said he and Obama both disagree with the president on economic policies. But McCain added that Obama, quote, thinks taxes have been too low, and I think that spending has been too high. McCain was also in Ohio, a battleground state. One state that's apparently not up for grabs is Oregon. Obama's leading in the polls there. But Oregon voters have a contentious issue on their state ballot, whether to become the latest state to limit bilingual education. Voters in Arizona, California, and Massachusetts have already passed tight restrictions. Rob Manning of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Roughly 67,000 Oregon children get help learning English. They're often taught in special classes where they get English coaching while they learn math or science. Many Oregon parents also have the option of sending their kids to bilingual classes, where teachers use both English and a foreign language. But if you ask Rick Hickey, none of that is working.
Bilingual programs for 30 years are a tragedy to these immigrant children. They failed miserably.
Hickey has two kids in this middle school. He also represents Oregonians for Immigration Reform, an anti-illegal immigration group. The group supports ballot measure 58. The intention of this measure is to get foreign language students into regular English language classes within 2 years. Hickey says teaching kids through a fast track to English has worked in other states.
What this will do is make sure that they are learning how to read and speak English, because right now, a lot of these so-called bilingual programs are actually Spanish monolingual programs. They are not teaching these kids how to read, write, and speak English. This will make sure that they are.
But many researchers say that the fast-track approach of Measure 58 wouldn't guarantee that kids learn English. Gustavo Mazan Mayan is a sophomore at a Portland high school. He came to the U.S. 5 years ago from Cuba. His English is pretty good, but he's not comfortable with losing language support.
Like last year, 2 years ago, when I get to like an English class or a regular class, I would kind of don't want to ask a question because I don't want that all the rest of the students to kind of fall behind because of me. So I just kind of sit there and shy and like sit there and don't talk.
One of the organizations opposing ballot measure 58 is the Washington-based Institute for Language and Education Policy. According to the Institute's analysis of test scores in Arizona, California, and Massachusetts, there's a persistent achievement gap among students with different language backgrounds. The Institute's president, James Crawford, says Oregon's measure would be worse.
Measure 58 in Oregon is by far the most extreme because it has absolutely no flexibility. It's mostly about setting time limits for special programs to help kids learn English.
There is this education establishment that loves bilingualism.
That's Bill Sizemore. He's the author of Measure 58 and a longtime critic of taxes and teachers' unions. He says researchers like Crawford are biased.
And they oppose any efforts to use English immersion as the only way of teaching kids from a foreign country to speak English and to be mainstreamed in America. It's almost shocking to me how entrenched they are and how close-minded they are to success.
Sizemore says Measure 58 would save money because minority language kids would spend less time, just a year or two, in expensive language classes. But opponents say that initiatives in other states have actually increased costs because students don't always learn at a high speed. But if history is any guide, voters may pay little attention to the research. Oregon State University political scientist Bill Lunch says voters see anti-bilingual measures as part of the immigration issue, and he says that's what supporters are counting on.
This kind of measure appears on the ballot as a way of stimulating participation, increasing participation by people who have a kind of gut reaction against immigrants or illegal immigrants or, quite frankly, people who are different from themselves in some significant fashion.
Supporters of measures such as these used to believe they were guaranteed winners until 2002. That's when voters in Colorado defeated a similar measure. And in the states where voters did pass sweeping initiatives, lawmakers and judges wound up intervening. Advocates on both sides of the issue in Oregon anticipate visits to the State House and courtrooms if Measure 58 passes next month. For The World, I'm Rob Manning in Portland, Oregon.